To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we will be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. And so if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, and yet you are looking for a way to kill me, because you have no room for my word. And I am telling you what I have seen in the Father's presence, and you are doing what you have heard from your father." "Abraham is our father," they answered. "If you were Abraham's children," said Jesus, "then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you are looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. You are doing the works of your own father." "We are not illegitimate children," they protested. "The only father we have is God himself." And Jesus said to them, If God were your father, you would love me, for I have come here from God. I have not come on my own. God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. And when he lies, he speaks in his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies. And yet, because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I am telling the truth, why don't you believe me? Whoever belongs to God hears what God says, and the reason you do not hear it is that you do not belong to God. John 8:31-47. Matthew Poole said of these verses, "Our Savior well enough saw their hearts, and in what manner they believed, and what sort of disciples they were. Only nominal. They have the name of disciples who come after Christ to hear him, but they are his disciples indeed, who make his doctrine the rule of their lives. And he therefore tells them that not a mere saying to him, 'Lord, Lord,' and yielding some light assent to some propositions of truth in the gospel would make them his disciples in truth and reality, without an abiding continuance in the words which he has taught them." So I ask, is there a ramping up of the division that currently consumes Christians? Has there entered into the field of contenders someone who will be used to deceive those who are infants in Christ or on the fence about submitting to him and his authority? Is there another wolf in sheep's clothing attempting to ascend the steps of the throne who will denounce the Christ of the Bible for a false Christ that will bend to the will of the people, not transforming hearts and minds, but transforming Christ himself to keep up with the current times and the whims of the culture? There are false denominations within the realm of Christianity, meaning that they claim Christ and yet deny everything that he stands for. So how can we be prepared to know the truth being claimed if the only instruction we have is Sunday morning for an hour of worship? How can we encourage when we don't know encouragement ourselves, and we let ourselves put the troubles of the world first and then look for answers to come out of worldly leaders? How can we rebuke and correct someone if we have not applied truth to our own lives? Are you beginning to see how our dependence upon another man over the Word of God is leading us astray? That by not testing the spirits, we can be found to listen to any voice that will agree with what we want to be true? That by not planting the Word of God in our hearts, we will not hear the lies when they are spoken of as truth? And without looking for answers in his Word or asking that we be changed, we have not truly submitted to him. By our wanting to change his Word, it no longer remains his Word, but it has now become ours. In Jeremiah 6:16-17, this is what the Lord says, "Stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Ask where the way is good, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But you said, 'We will not walk in it.' I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. And so the people of Israel did not walk with God as they should have. Rather, they sought to combine the blessings of God with the worship of the idols that pleased them. And so they were deceived into believing that there was another way. And they committed all kinds of abominations and atrocities, which were a total disregard for the Lord and the people. There was no truth. Are we entering a new phase where fully out in the open, presented now are the doctrines of deception, of demons, of false gospels, false teachers, false religions, and a time when there is no shame in presenting these false facts as truth? A time where openly the tools to deceive and lead astray those who have yet to come into an understanding of the gospel, and those who have deceived themselves into believing that they are saved, but of whom there is not an inkling of change from what was to what is, to them presented a clean-cut, soft-spoken defender of deceit who is telling them what they want to hear. You see, here's another, making promises he can't keep, defending issues that murder, steal, and destroy. And yet he is being heralded as a defender of the people and of the faith, when in truth he is a bringer of death and a thief by promoting lies and then defending them by twisting the word of God to suit the agenda of the day. God says to Jeremiah, are they ashamed of their loathsome conduct? No, they have no shame at all. They do not even know how to blush. They will stand before you and before a camera and tell you what you want to hear, what they want you to believe, and what they know will lead many to their deaths, because they will, from the lies told them, choose death over life and hate over true love. In Matthew 24, when asked by the disciples, Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness, and the love of most will grow cold. Here's some excerpts from an article by Mark Henry in the Harbinger's Daily on March 12, 2026. A deception is among the multitude of topics that are applicable for the day and age in which we live. And this is certainly one of the most pertinent. Unlike previous eras of history, our present generation living today finds itself navigating a world where it has become increasingly difficult to discern fact from fiction, truth from deceit, and reality from pretense. Whether it is by amateur influencers or professional pundits, traditionally accepted views, beliefs, and institutions that have historically been established upon and guided by a Christian worldview, these are being challenged, deconstructed, and abandoned in favor of alternative political ideologies, secular humanistic philosophies, and unholy religious syncretism. As the line between truth and falsehood becomes progressively blurred, it is critically important to heed the Bible's warnings without being deceived. And when trying to determine the truth of incidents that are occurring or claims that are being made, it is pertinent to ask whether they are promoting confusion, hatred, and strife, division, and leading people away from God, or are they stimulating certainty, peace, and collaboration? There are many behaviors and lifestyles and character traits highly esteemed, promoted, and defended in our present day that do not align and directly contradict those valued by God. From 2 Timothy 4, 2-4, for the time will come when men will not tolerate sound doctrine, but with itching ears they will gather around themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and so they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. In Eliot's commentary on this verse, it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth. This was the punishment of those who would only listen to what was pleasing to them, which flattered instead of reproved their way of life. They became involved in the many various errors of doctrine, which they were then taught in schools of heretics, and they ended by turning away from every Christian truth on the fables which they substituted for those great and eternal truths. We are to watch with piercing eyes that will penetrate deep into what we see, and listening closely with open ears to what we hear. We must seek the truth, not someone's truth, but that God is in the truth presented to us. We know our shepherd's voice, and with prayer and in seeking guidance from the Holy Spirit, we can discern what is before us and be strengthened in knowing that God is in control. He's our peace. He is the truth that will set us free. The children of the devil are hard at work to accomplish the mission given them by their Father. And for those who have stood at the crossroads, and rather than look at the ancient ways for Jesus, those who do not want to travel the desert path of refining, they will be temporarily comforted by their lies, the lies that have brought they have bought into. But what they will one day know the suffering that those who follow Christ Jesus will have suffered. And on that day they too shall proclaim that Jesus is Lord, and all to the glory of God. But rather than their suffering coming to an end, for them, it is just the beginning. And so watch out that no one deceives you.